92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Artificial intelligence has advanced at an extraordinary pace over the last few years. Personally, I have no use for any of it, and I firmly believe we should be using the money being spent on it to fix some of the problems facing our country. But Americans love their toys, and the more expensive they are, the better. The thing is, there's some AI systems these days that have literally learned how to be extremely good creative writers, and this is concerning the educators of our country. A company called OpenAI released a new system recently that can construct remarkably well-structured written arguments based on a few simple prompts provided by a user. It can even emulate the style of famous writers, write news articles about itself, and produce essays that could easily receive a passing grade in most English classes. That last one is the problem. Artificial intelligence systems are becoming increasingly accessible to everyone, especially younger age school people, both teens and folks in college, and teachers are concerned that they're going to use these systems to write their class projects, which means they won't be learning anything from the experience other than how to cheat on a test in a very big way. Part of the problem is that today's students simply don't see writing anything as a skill to cultivate and master. Remember when we were in school, we had penmanship classes, we had to learn how to write stuff. But today, if they can't speak it into their smartphone and get a verbal answer, they want no part of it. In fact, I had to call a young woman recently, and for her voicemail, she said this: "When you hear the beep, hang up and text me." I kid you not, that actually happened. So all this artificial intelligence stuff is only dumbing down today's kids, who are supposed to be the leaders of our country for tomorrow. I'm not feeling good about our future right now, are you?
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.